The life-threatening storm surges are expected along the U.S. East Coast as Dorian slowly moves up the eastern seaboard, bringing with it winds of around 110 miles an hour or 175 kilometers an hour. More than 2 million people have been ordered to evacuate, and more than 100,000 people have already lost power. A foot and a half of rain is predicted in the coming days, with the storm reaching Nova Scotia in Canada on Saturday. Some of the worst destruction has been in the Bahamas, where pillaging and looting is now being reported as rescuers try to account for the missing and find shelter for the thousands left homeless. I'm Nick Harper in New York.